Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, helping connect your business with the unlimited prospects on the internet.
This week on Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater of Revenflow, we're talking a little bit about your various iPods and various personal computers and laptops. And if people are carrying around these little iPods and things that they can pull up the internet on now, just how can you make and ensure a website is going to look good on something like that?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we're just now getting into some of this, and you might have noticed if you have a handheld that you can search on the web, you might have noticed that some websites look okay and some are just crazy messed up, you know. And basically, it goes back to this idea of standards, where now they're being released standards on how a website should be built. Should there be extra files added that can recognize what it's being viewed on if it's a handheld? And then would you display a completely different website that's a miniature version? Or essentially, there are basic standards that you can follow when you're building a site that will make it display at least okay in whatever the device that you're viewing.
Okay, obviously with these handheld devices and whatnot, you can't download as you would, say, on a PC. How does that have an effect on what you're able to view? Because obviously a lot of pages have to download certain things, say whether it be an ActiveX controller or Java even, to view certain web pages. Does that have an adverse effect on this as well?
Yeah, I think, the world's moving towards what's called cloud computing, where that's the term that's out there right now. But it's basically that less and less is it the case that anybody is storing anything on their local machine. Now, I know that's still the case. You have all your files on your local machine. But increasingly, people store things online. And all these computers, no matter the size of it and the speed of it, it's just accessing kind of the cloud machine, they call it, the internet. It's just a series of connected servers. So increasingly, it's going to be important that websites load fast and function well without having to download anything that's heavy. And everything becomes more and more ethereal, and more you can navigate information and have information displayed to you without this kind of older concept of, I've got a machine in front of me and I've got to download some heavy stuff from this other machine that's somewhere far away and then try to piece it together on my machine with a piece of software.
So does a lot of it still depend on how fast your processor is, though, as to how quickly it downloads anything?
Yeah, and I'm not an IT guy in terms of hardware, but when we build sites, we're very conscious of the fact that, you know, some machines have slower processing than others, but you know, you're building for the present and the future, so we really are not too concerned about, you know, machines that are on dial-up or that have, you know, just really archaic old kind of technology.
Join us every Thursday for Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow.